the green herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Dan here. We don't have our regularly scheduled guest, so it's going to be open lines, and we're glad to take calls from you. I have nothing prepared this morning, so if you have something you'd like to talk about, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But listening to the news, and of course it goes by very quickly, but they announced this morning the United States has cut off financial aid for the Syrian rebels. The United States has cut off financial aid for the Syrian rebels. Now, contrary to everything you've read in your newspapers and heard on television, the war in Syria has not been a civil war. It has been a war of mercenaries that we hired, the United States working with Saudi Arabia to buy. The mercenaries we've hired, they're Islamic radicals, Al-Qaeda and others, from all over the Islamic world and even coming from Europe. And they were Islamic radicals who went in there to overthrow the government of Assad. The people, the rebels that we've hired, killed over 120,000 civilians there. Oh, we said, oh, Assad is killing his own people. Ladies and gentlemen, Assad was not intentionally killing his own people. I mean, there was a very peaceful country where the Christians had protection, and Assad, despite the fact he is the Shia Muslim, protected the Christians there, but not the rebels that we hired. And they were going into the Christian towns and burning down the churches and raping the women. You're not hearing about this on the media, because the media in the United States is controlled. The media is rigidly controlled. They never tell you that Nelson Mandela was a lifelong communist, but look at the pictures of him. You'll see them on television, with his arm raised and the clenched fist, the typical communist salute. After he was shortly after he died, the South African Communist Party, you can get this New American magazine article, there's a couple of them up there. One of them specifically talks about how the Communist Party of South Africa had openly admitted that Nelson Mandela was a lifelong communist. Now, they've printed other articles since then that are less inflammatory, but Nelson Mandela, I know I lived in South Africa from 1974 to 1977. I know South Africa. And Nelson Mandela was a known terrorist. He admitted to over 150 terrorist acts. He refused to renounce terrorism, and that's why he was in prison. And the fact that you never will actually hear this in the media reflects the degree of control that exists today over the media here in the United States. And our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524, 1-877-254-7524. But the situation in Syria is tragic. I am pleased to hear that the United States and Great Britain are going to stop killing the murderers that we have hired who have killed 120,000 innocent Syrian civilians. I mean, they keep talking about the children in Syria. Oh, there's a million children who are living in refugee camps. They don't have any schooling. A lot of them don't have adequate food or shelter. And that is very true for a million children. And they're there because of your policies, ladies and gentlemen. The policies of your government, which is controlled by a subversive element that has a different goal. We're not financing revolutions and financing dictators throughout the world because we believe in democracy or freedom. We are financing dictators and revolutions and mercenaries throughout the world who are killing innocent civilians, because it's a subversive group that controls our government, both political parties, and basically their goal is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and certainly a one-world religion. They're out to actually destroy Christianity. According to a recent article by Michael Snyder, about 100,000 Christians are killed every year throughout the world because they're Christian. Whether it be in Nigeria, or whether it be in Syria, where the people we are financing have been killing the Christians, or elsewhere, certainly American foreign policy expressed by our military in both Afghanistan and Iraq. Install governments there, new governments, new constitutions under Sharia law. The people didn't want that. The people didn't want a centralized government under Sharia law, but we imposed it upon them. Why? Because it would allow them to destroy the Christian religion in those countries. And the Christians in both Afghanistan and Iraq have fled. It used to be that 10% of the population of Iraq was Christian. Today it's less than 1%, and they're trying to get out. Thanks to American intervention there, and thanks to the fact that your government installed a constitution under Sharia law, which was not what the people wanted, but which was what our leaders want, of course, because they want to destroy Christianity. And when you understand that, you can understand why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of high schools. This had nothing to do with the Constitution. I mean, America was founded by Christians. We'd always had prayer in high schools, or at least the right of people to have prayer if they wanted to have prayer. But of course, this is not the policy of what I call the invisible government, the people who control our Supreme Court, who control both political parties, who control the banking system. And remember, there's simply six major banks that control over 50% of the financial assets of the United States. And you don't have to believe what I tell you. Check it out on the Internet. Thank God for the Internet, even though there's a lot of misinformation there. There's a lot of true information as well. And you'll find out that six major corporations control over 50% of the financial assets of America. J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. Six banks control 50% of the financial assets, and the other 5,000 banks control the rest. Why? Because those six banks are all tied into what I call the invisible government, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations. These people whose goal is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and a one-world religion. Well, my telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524, but how do you feel about our government's policy of trying to destroy Christianity throughout the world and trying to destroy Christianity here? All Congress would have to do was simply pass a resolution negating the Supreme Court decision that says that certainly prayer in school or mention of God in school or Bible in school are unconstitutional. And a violation of the concept of the separation of church and state, that had nothing to do with that. In fact, the concept of the separation of church and state. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Hey, give us a call. It's open line. Love to hear from you.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Tri-Property Management in Greeley asks everyone to get involved in our community this holiday season. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, a toy for a needy child, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference that directly affects someone's life. Be a part of something great. This message from Tri-Property in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Open Line. We have nothing prepared, so give us a call at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But, you know, we hear about this wall of separation between church and state. Where did that wall come from? Why, there is no wall of separation from church and state. Read what the First Amendment says. Congress will make no law respecting the establishment of religion or abridging the free exercise thereof. It was to take Congress out of the position of having anything to do with having a national religion. At the time our Constitution was written, I think 9 of the states had official state religion. There might have been Congregational, there might have been Presbyterian, but they had official state religions. Eventually they did away with it. But matters dealing with religion were to be taken care of at the state and the local level, never to be taken care of at the national level. And the term separation of church and state came from a letter that Thomas Jefferson had written to the Baptists and basically stating that the federal government would have no justification for establishing a state religion because there was a wall of separation between church and state. But it was to certainly separate the government from religion, not the public from religion. And basically, if you go to the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C., they're engraved in the marble of these words: God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been removed that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. Those were the words of Thomas Jefferson. He considered himself a Christian, but he did not believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ. He espoused Christianity, but of course his brand of Christianity might be different than yours and mine. But he believed in God, he believed in Christianity, and he never anticipated that we would have state laws or a state situation where you could not have prayer in the school. Now, certainly, they open the Supreme Court every day, where the choir comes in and says, God save the United States and this honorable court. God save the United States and this honorable court. So why can you have that at the Supreme Court level, but you can't necessarily mention God in our schools? Why, very simply, because there's a conspiracy against God. The Senate opens every one of its sessions with a prayer by a Christian pastor who's paid by the United States Senate. So why can't we have it in schools? Because there's a conspiracy against Christianity, and they want to destroy the faith of our children. And you look and see what's happening, and basically you see increasing crime in America and increasing violence in America. And what would you anticipate when we removed the moral foundation of this country, which was Christianity? And we were a Christian nation because we were founded by Christians. Didn't mean everybody had to be a Christian, but certainly everybody in Turkey is not a Muslim. But who would question that Turkey is a Muslim nation, or that certainly Iraq is a Muslim nation, even though there were Christians there, it was still a Muslim nation. And yet, of course, President Obama said, we're no longer a Christian nation, or we're not a Christian nation, because people like him hate Christianity, because they worship a different God. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. 7524 is open lines. I have nothing prepared this morning. So unless you want a lot of silence, why, give us a call. There must be something that you have on your mind that you would like to talk about. But America's in trouble. Because, of course, when America's lost its moral foundation, and we have lost our moral foundation, our congressmen there back there are certainly bribed by the people who give them money so they can get reelected, and the liberals, the people who are believe in centralizing all power with government, are willing to put out a tremendous amount of money to put into power people who would go along with eroding our constitutional guarantees of limited central government, because they want a tyrannical system, and believe me, we are developing one in America. And in fact, the things that are happening are just so incredible, it is almost impossible to believe. We did a program last night with Brad Takis from the Pacific Justice Institute, and basically they have collected here in California petitions with 619,000 signatures against legislation which will come into action as of January 1st, unless there's a Sydney court intervention. And that legislation here in the state of California will allow any boy who thinks he's a girl or who feels more comfortable being a girl, who likes to be around girls, to go into and shower in the girls' shower, to have a locker in the girls' locker room and to dress in the girls' room, and to use the girls' bathroom. And this, of course, is a law in the state of California. Now, most people have never heard of this law because, of course, the media in California is rigidly controlled, just like the media in your state is rigidly controlled. I know my local newspaper is controlled by Bill Gates. The newspaper the other side of the county is controlled by Bill Gates. The Santa Fe Mercury across the hills from where we live is controlled by Bill Gates, and he's buying up newspapers all across America so they can control what the American people think. Bill Gates certainly is deeply involved in the occult personally, and he's using part of his fortune to finance the world occult movement. And I really believe, of course, it was the occult influence that allowed Microsoft to do so well so that we can target and monitor everybody in this country. But be that as it may, here in California, the average individual does not understand that as of 1st of January, the legislation is to go through that will allow boys to shower in the girls' showers. And you say, that's crazy. In fact, when they were taking the petitions, and they actually, fortunately, because Brad Dacus, who's a friend of mine, has been for many years, heads the Pacific Justice Institute, which is a group of lawyers who actually will have intervened on the side of righteousness. And he has almost 1,000 lawyers in California throughout the country who will help take cases where people's religious rights are being blocked. But basically, Brad Dacus, set out with the help of a couple of large churches in Southern California to gather signatures, basically signatures that talked about, but basically they will put in a state initiative on the ballot to negate this new state law so that boys can shower in the girls' shower room and have a locker in their locker room and dress and undress with the girls because the boy feels that he may be a girl. But basically, Brad Dickens was saying that when they were circulating these petitions, of why a lot of people have said, well, I can't sign that petition because that could be true. I mean, they would never pass legislation of that sort. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a depraved nation, a totally depraved nation where our legislature has been taken over. And here in California, our legislature has been taken over by depraved people who have put into law, which will come into force the 1st of January without legal intervention. Now, basically, they've collected 619,000 signatures. They need a little over 400,000 legitimate signatures. And the people in the state the clerk's office, the secretary of state, I guess it is doing everything they can to declare all of the signatures, as many as they can, illegitimate. Why? Because they don't want a state initiative. Now, because it may be a state initiative, a federal judge I put a temporary injunction on the imposition of this law so the boys could shower in the girls' shower room. And basically, then a group from the Ninth Federal Court, Ninth District Court in Sacramento, negated what the federal judges said, that yes, this legislation can go through. So basically, it has been appealed to the entire Ninth Circuit Court in Sacramento, in San Francisco. What will happen there, we don't know. It may go on to the Supreme Court. But the fact that this law is in place, that this would even be considered in a once Christian nation or in any nation, I mean, it's so beyond concept. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we are flaunting everything God has prescribed for humanity. And certainly, I believe God is going to bring his judgment on our society, because the good people have allowed these terrible things to happen, and whether it being the total destruction of the moral fabric of our society, 40% of all the children, I think 42% of all children in America are born out of wedlock today. Why? Because our schools have destroyed the moral foundation of our society, and good Christian people send their children to public schools where they will be, their faith in God will be destroyed. That is the purpose of education, is to destroy faith in God. And yet the average Christian is so busy having the good life and going to church every Sunday that he doesn't understand that our country has been taken over by evil and depraved people. And they're working at every level of our society to destroy the moral foundation of the United States. Closed open lines, we have nothing specifically to talk about. We look forward to your calls. Give us a call at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Now, certainly, I read the newspapers here in California. I read the New York Times. I read the Wall Street Journal. Not a word about this legislation that's going to allow boys to shower in the girls' shower room. This is law. It cannot be stopped. The school boards can do nothing about it. The Board of Education locally can do nothing about it. You have the state law. And if you violate the rights of this little boy who thinks he's a girl, who wants to shower in the girls' shower room, why you're violating state law and subject to fines and imprisonment. And ladies and gentlemen, this is madness. But why isn't anybody speaking out against it? Now, we will know basically in another week or two whether this, what's going to happen. They're doing everything they can to delay counting of the votes to make sure how many legitimate signatures are on the initiative to put on the ballot to ask the people of California, who will obviously vote this thing down. I mean, 95% of the people in California would think that this is the most absurd thing in the world. But you must understand that our state government, our state legislature, both the Assembly and the Senate, have been taken over by evil and wicked people who have an intense hatred of everything that is good and worthwhile and noble in the world, and are intent upon destroying the moral fabric of our children. And basically, that's what this legislation is designed to do. How would you feel about your daughter being required to shower with a little boy who felt that he was a girl? And this is for all of our intermediate schools and high schools, it isn't the grammar school, but it's for the junior high and for high school. This will be the law in the state of California. And the fact that this has been blocked out across America, and people really don't believe this could be true, and yet it is. The fact that there's an initiative here in California that has collected almost half again more votes than are needed, and yet there's a conspiracy by the Secretary of State here in California to delay the counting of the votes, because, of course, if the votes aren't counted, the initiative is not legitimate, and then, of course, there will be no reason why this law can't be implemented. And we're talking about just a couple of weeks from now. We live in a world gone mad, and the problem is most people really don't care. Our telephone number is 877-254. 877-254-7524. It's open lines. Pastor David Whitney was to have been with us this morning from the Institute of the Constitution to talk about our form of life as it used to be, but it has been taken over because the subversive element and I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. People who have a different view of God, and if you doubt there is certainly conspiracy out there, go to the Trilateral Commission website. You can go to it. It's trilateral.org. Trilateral.org. Look at their logo. I mean, you can determine whether I'm telling you the truth or not. Look at their logo. It is made up of three curved arrows. And basically, if you look at the arrows closely, you'll see the sixes there. Three sixes. Six. 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 Bound together in the center by an upside-down broken cross. Why would the people who have trillions of dollars, of course, remember that the David Rockefeller was the permanent honorary chairman of the Trilateral Commission. Why would that organization have picked three sixes and an upside-down broken cross for their logo? Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Tri-Property Management at Greeley asks everyone to get involved in our community this holiday season. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, a toy for a needy child, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference and directly affect someone's life. Be a part of something great. This message from Tri-Property in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Stan again. We don't have our regular scheduled guest yet, although we're sort of hoping we're going to get him. But it's open lines. Give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I thought maybe we'd just briefly mention the surveillance society that's being imposed in America preparatory to the establishment of a dictatorship. Now, the average individual can't imagine what it would be like to live without freedom. They can't imagine what it would be like to live in a nation where everybody would be numbered and watched and monitored. But that's exactly what is taking place today. Now, you can say, well, it doesn't influence me. Oh, look, Yes, who's on the line?
Pastor Whitney, I apologize for being late this morning.
Okay, well, it's good to have you with us, David. You pick up the story. Now, Pastor Whitney is with the Institute of the Constitution, trying to set up programs across America where people can learn about our form of government and understand that our courts do not believe in our system of government. Many of them are simply agents of these people who want a dictatorship. And unfortunately, we have people in the Supreme Court who are planted there to take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of this nation and destroy the moral foundation of this nation. And that's why we're seeing increasing violence. That's why a half of our marriages and Christian marriages end in divorce. 42% of our children are born out of wedlock, 73% of black children born out of wedlock. We've destroyed the moral foundation of the black community and the white community as well. So right ahead, Pastor Whitney.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. And when we are accused by the government of having violated some law, we are protected by a series of amendments in the Bill of Rights. And we spoke about the Fourth Amendment that protects them, protects us from unreasonable searches and seizures, that is trying to investigate us to see if we've committed a crime. They have to have probable cause. They have to have a warrant sworn by an oath. And then Fifth Amendment deals with when we are accused of a crime, there's five specific protections that the Fifth Amendment secures to us, and we've spoken of those before. So the Sixth Amendment then deals with if the trial that we are being put into is a criminal trial. It says, in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial. Those two elements are very important when you consider if a long time is elapsed between when you were accused, when you're incarcerated, and when you're put on trial, you're likely to lose your job. You're likely to lose all that that you have. So it should be a speedy trial and a public trial. Our founders certainly understood that the public, in a sense, is a disinfectant for corruption in the court system. If the people have the opportunity to be present in the court system, even though they obviously don't have anything they can say, they are a witness to the proceedings, and if injustice is being done, they could report it on the outside, and that's why the press should be in trials, and why the public should be have trials available to them, not secretly done where injustice and abuse are likely to take place. The next element protected in the Sixth Amendment is that we're to have an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed. One of the evils that our founders suffered under King George III is having King George take them from the colonies, put them on a ship, haul them across the North Atlantic to England to be put on trial in London. Well, that's not a jury of their peers by any shape of the imagination. These are people who had no idea what life was like in the colonies and therefore were not likely to be sympathetic at all to the plight of the colonists. Our founders knew that unless you're judged by a jury of your peers, you're not going to get a fair and just trial. And that term jury is important to remember, that in our founders' day, and you can check this out to see what they meant by the word jury. If you just open up the Webster's 1828 dictionary, it tells us how that word was defined from Magna Carta all the way down and beyond 1828, quite obviously. It was defined as a body of 12 that is selected from the community, selected as representatives of the rest of the community, in a sense, and they are to do two things. They are to judge the law as well as judge the facts, especially in all criminal cases, but often in civil cases as well. So their first job when they serve as a juror is to look at the law that their fellow citizen has been brought into court under and been accused of having violated that law. They look at that law and specifically determine if that law itself is legitimate. Now, you might say, that's a ridiculous question. How can you evaluate whether a law is a legitimate law or not? Because our founders said the law must comply with two standards. It must comply with the eternal standard. what they call the laws of nature and nature's God in the Declaration of Independence. So God's law, God's word given to us in the Bible, that's the standard by which all law is firstly to be measured as to whether it is in accordance with God's law, because obviously if it's out of tune with the law of the universe, it's not law at all. It's some ink that someone has spilled on a piece of paper and somebody else has added their signature to that spilled blot of ink, but it's not law. Just as if the legislature could spill ink on the piece of paper and change the physical laws of the universe and say, well, 2 + 2 is no longer going to equal 4. It's going to equal something else, 5, 6, 7, whatever they choose. They cannot do that and pretend that is law. In fact, our founders recognized that law that was unlaw, we might call unlaw, they called pretended legislation. They mentioned this twice in the Declaration of Independence. They speak about pretended offenses, and they speak about pretended legislation. So the jury, the first thing they should do when they meet for deliberations is they need a thorough knowledge of the Constitution, and they need a thorough knowledge of the laws of nature and nature's God to be able to evaluate the law by those two standards. Does it comply with the laws of nature and nature's God? Secondly, does it comply with the Constitution, the supreme law of the land? And if in any way, shape, or form the law does not comply, then the fellow citizen cannot be charged with having guilt because, you know, he's innocent. The law itself is guilty in that sense. So quite clearly, our founders gave a very powerful role to the jury, one that is not only neglected today, it's often they are told that you cannot judge the law as a juror, but that's a denial of the Sixth Amendment. That's a denial of every use of the word jury in our Constitution and in our Bill of Rights, because what they meant by a jury was a jury, a Magna Carta jury, you might call it, because the Magna Carta established that the jury judges the law as well as judging the facts. So given that that setting, it must be a jury of our peers that actually, and an impartial jury of our peers, that actually stands in judgment of the law as well as in judgment of the facts. And this is a security to us. If you think you're going to be judged by 12 independent people in the courtroom, and instead you're judged by, say, the judge. The judge determines your guilt or innocence. The judge determines if the law that you're being charged with violating, if the law is valid or not valid. Well, then you don't have a Sixth Amendment trial. And in that case, you have something other that's been invented in our land, something that's not at all what our founders designed.
All the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squarerootconstruction.com.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop wants to remind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience. They're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care.
guard your rights.
The Tanner Gun Show this weekend in Loveland at the Ranch. Over 500 dealer tables with twice as much merchandise as any other show. Unbelievable selection and prices on guns, knives, ammo, survival gear, and a huge assortment of outdoor gear and accessories. From antiques and collectibles to the latest technology, Tanner Gun Shows are buy, sell, trade, so bring your guns. The Tanner Gun Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Ranch in Loveland, next to the Budweiser Event Center. Exit 259 off I-25. Doors open at 9. Concealed carry permit classes available at the show. Go to TannerGunShow.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney. And before we go on, David, would you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, get a packet, start teaching their people in their church or their neighbors or their friends about our Constitution so that we can have people who really understand the foundations of our nation? And because basically if the people are not involved, then we're going to lose America. And freedom as we know it will soon become only remembrance of things past.
Mm.
There is a conspiracy against freedom in America. They do not teach our Constitution in our schools, in our colleges, even in our law schools. Most lawyers have never studied the Constitution. That's why you must learn it and teach it to others. Go ahead, David.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, we have put together what we call a host kit that really enables anyone, any citizen, anywhere with any group of people to communicate these truths without having to teach it themselves. That is, we've put together 12 lectures on DVD and a student notebook that gives a detailed outline of each of those lectures with test questions and supplemental reading, homework assignments, all of it together, a 12-part course designed for the average citizen to take and use with his fellow citizens, and whether that be done in church or in your own living room or some community setting, our host kit is a turnkey method by which you can be doing the work to take back America. It's not going to happen unless every citizen chooses to say, I want to learn what our founders meant by the words they put to paper, and I want to communicate what I've learned to as many people as I can reach within my circle of influence. So you can get a host kit either by calling us toll-free here at Institute on the Constitution. That toll-free number for us is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution to order your host kit is 1-866-730-9796. Or you can go visit our website, and that is one word, theamericanview.com. TheAmericanView.com. Click courses there. You'll see a tab for courses, and under that tab, you'll see the U.S. Constitution course. Click that, and that'll give you all the options in which you can purchase the host kit in various forms. And one new venue that we're going to be offering online beginning on February 6th is those people who would like to sign up to be able to take the course live with Michael Peruca. That is from your convenience of your own living room. Web streaming, you'll be able to watch the lectures through chat function, ask questions and interact with Michael in those 12 lectures that are starting on the 6th of February. Actually, we'll be doing two lectures an evening, stepping through the entire course in six very quick weeks. But it's a way in which people can take the course live interactively, and we encourage people to call us at Institute on the Constitution, 866-730-9796, if you're interested in doing that. But we also encourage you to host a class in your own community. We've designed it so anyone with any group of people can do that. And we're just, Dr. Stan, we're very encouraged. This is a time where many classes are graduating here. December is a time when a lot of classes are finishing up. And so we have classes all over the country sending in the names of their students for graduation certificates. If folks will send us their information, we'll produce graduation certificates that they could then graduate their students, and we title those students who are graduates constitutionists. That is, they now know our founders' view of law and government. They now have a working knowledge of our Constitution, of our Declaration of Independence, and our Bill of Rights, subsequent amendments, and the worldview of our founders regarding law and government. Everyone can do this, and we stand behind anyone hosting a class here at Institute on the Constitution. We help you. People who have questions that arise, they can call us and we'll help them through the process, as well as help answer any questions that perhaps the lectures do not answer that come up in the course of them hosting a class. We're just excited to see this going on in so many states across the country. And we know that there's folks there in northern Colorado that have talked about getting a class together, and we're excited about that. We'll have details, hopefully, as the new year dawns on when and where that class is going to be held. So our Sixth Amendment, very important protections, because if you are charged criminally, again, the process is designed to do everything to provide a just outcome of that trial. It cannot guarantee a just outcome, but it can set the stage for the best possible scenario of a just outcome for that trial. And as we mentioned earlier, you have a far better probability for justice being done if you're dragged before the court. If a jury of 12 peers, who are those who judge the law as well as judge the fact, that jury of 12 peers looks at the evidence, looks at the law, determines everything they can from the testimony given, from the evidence presented, from the arguments presented, from their evaluation of the weight that ought to be assigned to one testimony versus to another testimony, one piece of evidence, one argument. So they're the ultimate arbiters determining not only if the law is legitimate, but secondly determining what those facts lead to in terms of a conclusion regarding the person dragged into court. And so the Sixth Amendment goes on to say that not only is it to be the district in which this trial is to take place, the district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and you have a right to be informed of the nature and the cause of the accusation against you. So they just can't say, you know, we think you're a terrorist. Oh, well, okay, can you specifically say what action I have taken, what specific law I have broken? Oh, no, we just think you are thinking like a terrorist and you're talking like a terrorist. And, oh, have I committed slander or libel, or is there some crime, some specific legislation? They have to be very specific. There has to be specific legislation they say you have violated, and yet all of that is being destroyed by the National Defense Authorization Act, which has claimed that the government can, without any charges listed against you, arrest you, detain you, indefinitely detain you. That is for the rest of your life, simply because they think you're a terrorist. This is criminal. This is a violation of our Sixth Amendment and should not be tolerated by those in the positions of leadership in Washington, and should not be tolerated by those leading our states and those directing our counties. It is a violation of the oath that they have sworn to uphold the Constitution to allow this National Defense Authorization to stand.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs: long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Dan, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're out there in the listening audience and you agree with me that freedom is in jeopardy today, there is an organized effort to destroy the constitutional basis of our freedom, so we hope you'll want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us maintain our network of stations over which 5 hours every day, 5 hours, 5 days a week, we bring people information about the subversive element that has gained control of our government and made mockery of our constitutional system. And of course, this is treasonous activity. This is sedition. But of course, nobody's going to say that. And nobody's going to talk about these people being subversive. And yet they are subversive because the loyalty of the people who control our government, the loyalty is not to America, but to this internationalist dream, the New World Order, the New World Financial System, and the New World Religion. Basically, of course, you can help Radio Liberty by joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, subscribing to our newsletter, and getting our tapes every month. We do have all sorts of wonderful tape sets, CD sets. If you haven't heard our 4 CD set on the secret government, on the secret society, they are available. And if you'd like to hear an interview with Professor Carol Quigley, we have one, only one I know available, but we make it available. And here is a liberal college professor who stumbled across this subversive organization, which today dominates America. Of course, he writes about it in his book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, which we carry, but we have a number of books by other people going into the background of exactly what's happening. But you'll not see these books available through regular channels. You can get, however, Tragedy and Hope through Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war today. Now, basically, of course, we do hope many of you out there will suddenly want to join the Radio Liberty family, or if you'd like to suddenly get the health products. We carry health products. We carry Berkey products, we carry Miracle 2 soap, we carry spices. Oh, and we do all of these things because they help to raise the funds we need. And I will tell you that most conservative organizations are down as far as their support is concerned, which reflects the recession that we're in, and despite all the effort they are making to tell you that everything is better, that unemployment is down. What they don't tell you is unemployment is down according to their figures, because after you've been off work for 6 weeks, they simply drop you off the rolls. But if you look at the real statistics for the unemployment in America today, and you would get that at shadowstats.com. That's shadowstats.com. And if you look at the people who are either unemployed or underemployed or have given up looking for work, you're talking about 22% of our population. And this is a disastrous figure, and it's only going to get worse. So basically, of course, people are sitting there, know something's wrong. A lot of people are not donating as they have in the past, not buying the books and the DVD sets and the CD sets. But if you'd like to, of course, to donate to Radio Liberty, well, I would love to hear from you. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-